Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you incredibly amazing, powerfully, personally powerful people. Oh my gosh, we just had our two-hour webinar last night on self-safety and security, and man, was it exciting. One of the most exciting things that came through is a new core belief that's actually been limiting us all, which is, I do not have anything to do with my destiny. I do not have control over my own destiny. I don't have the creation ability over my own destiny. So obviously, if that core belief is in place, we are going to be fighting ourselves within ourselves to be the personally powerful people that we are. And we also talked about the word safe and how that automatically denotes that there has to be something to be safe from. So that's probably not the intention that we want to come from. And we ended up with, I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my creation. I'm in charge of my reality. And I want to remind you that just a mere 2 weeks ago, the channel gave us the essential piece of information, and that was our perceived outcome and expectation equals the results that we get. So that is the most important thing that has to be aligned in your creation process, is that absolutely what you perceive the outcome of anything, including this show today, is going to be, what your expectation of the results is going to be, creates the results. That's the biggest thing that needs to be in place to shift your life. So again, we're coming together to agree in this hour that whatever we do here, whatever work we do as a individual and as a collective, that we know it works. We know it shifts. The energy shifts. We take it. It empowers us. We are secure in the world to experience and exercise our power, and that we benefit in a safe, well, there's that word, and we benefit in a secure way in moving into or being and living our freedom as the powerful people we are. In other words, if you want your life to be a certain way, you must see it that way first. And, of course, there were a lot of channeled notes, two pages of channel notes that about why it all works together and how it all works together, which I can't go in on this short show. But suffice it to say, we felt very powerful by the time that we got off the show. And we keep hearing everybody, and we keep sort of understanding the concept that it's all about us and we have to do it, and how we shift ourselves within ourselves creates the dramatic way our life shifts around us and is balanced. However, most of us are still not living it. We haven't made the shift in the action. And the channel suggested that oftentimes during the day, we just throw our arms wide open with our heart wide open and say, I love this life. I love this life. Whether things are going the way you want them to right now, you must see them that way right now in the present and claim them and the joy and the excitement and the freedom around it right now. In other words, what you see is what you get. So if you see a world that is not your best friend, if you see the universe as not being your best friend, you will not create as exponentially and powerfully as you can. Okay, so I'm going to the calls. We're going to start right off the bat here because they keep telling me that last night it's just going to expand more on today's show. So get your questions and your comments ready, fabulous people. And before we dive into this, I just want to say this is the last chance for you to join me on this fantabulous April program that we are getting ready to do. We will go right from that into the May program, the May tour, the big May tour, and then, Creation Station's coming up in June. It will be June, the weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So if you want to learn this work, if you want to expand in this work, if you want to expand in the creation of your life and be able to take it and ripple it out like Kirk and some of the rest of you are doing in your teaching, please join me. It's always an amazing weekend. I'll put out some testimonials, but it just rocks. The weekend just rocks. So again, Creation Station 1, which is the beginning training, which now seems to be the advanced training whenever we do it, but it is called the beginning training, is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June. All right, we're off, and we're starting with Susan. Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi. Let me take you off speaker. Hi. Yes, okay. I want to get right to it. The roommate thing. I'll let you know what's happening so far. I've been doing homework. I contacted the realtor, the attorney that was for the plaintiff, the person that was being put through, and found out that he is making regular payments towards the eviction thing. And also contacted the court, and there is no other action. So apparently, he isn't being taken in for any default on he hasn't had any other further actions taken against him towards that. And this is something that happened last year. So where he's at right now, he's up to payments, and there's no problems there. And this was, like I said, something that happened last year in February. So the woman that I talked to from the lawyer's office there said, that he was making an effort and he was making steady payments. So I got a good feeling with that. Also, I talked to attorneys here because I wanted to find out the laws here. I talked to the sheriff. He's acting like it was not a big deal. There was a pretty simple procedure to, if you had to evict somebody. And a lawyer here said that probably what I would want to do was have an attorney here draw up a lease, specific to my situation here. And my plan was, I've got an appointment with the lawyer here this afternoon to talk about my situation. My concern was that last year, my house, the middle bedroom had during a really bad rainstorm, the bedroom had a leak in the ceiling there. Plus, I have stairways into my basement where the laundry is that don't have a railing there, and it's kind of tricky getting down there. It's
yeah, so
not,
you could be liable. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So there's a little couple little things there. And when I had my house inspected for getting a grant, the man that inspected it said that, you know, that there were some, you know, things in there that aren't up to code, so the city, you know, if the city did an inspection, they would probably make me, if it didn't come in, if my house didn't have enough, if there wasn't enough for the grant, then I, so that was consideration. This man is 68 years old, and he has a bad foot, so going up and down stairs isn't all that great. So there was my concern there, too. And so what I'm thinking is, obviously, I have to disclose to him about the leak in the ceiling and all of this. And what I was thinking is that I'm obviously going to, you know, talk to him about this, the eviction on his record.
Well,
I
would just be interested to know, Susan, why he didn't pay in the first place.
Right.
Why did they have to sue him in order to get him to take care of his responsibility? And if he's paying another rent or payments on the rent, how is he financially capable, and is he financially capable to take on your rent also?
Yeah, that's my question too. You know, how is he able to do that? Because he's not working here. He was mentioning that, you know, he'll be looking for some kind of work here. And
well, okay. I think there's an awfully lot. The positive thing that this is doing is making you focus on how you feel about your place, bringing to consciousness the things that need to be, you know, repaired, so that the energy is starting to flow more about you going, okay, this is what I have, and this is what needs to be maybe repaired, so my energy behind my own place feels a lot better to me, right? So
yeah,
that there's nothing subconsciously in my way of not wanting to get this out and get somebody in here. So, but I also think you really just need to look at the facts. I know you have to weigh how much you want somebody in there and the money that you need to whether that's actually going to be the case when this guy comes in. Now, we all make mistakes, and we all want to be forgiven for those mistakes. But I think you should find out why he didn't pay his rent in the first place.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, because you will be in for legal fees, Susan, if you need to evict this guy.
Yes.
And you don't want to create that for yourself either, baby.
No. And
okay.
Well,
so I want to know what the channel has, the biggest thing the channel wants to say here. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
Oh, boy, The Way We Work just came to mind.
Okay. That makes total sense to me, because the way this has always been for you, always, at least since I've been working with you, is you get a little panicked, you really need the money, and so you bring in people, family or otherwise, that don't work out, that create non-harmony or a lack of harmony in the home, because it's coming from, I just got to get something done. I've just got to get somebody in here, right? That's the way it's always been. That's the lie. That's the lie of the past that you don't have to repeat. You can tell yourself the truth that you deserve and your place deserves. If your energy really believes that, your place deserves and you deserve someone to come in who is really going to honor it and appreciate it and be responsible for it and be a really good harmonizing factor for you to have around in your home. Do
right.
you think he will be? Or are you just hoping he will be?
I'm hoping. One of
okay,
the other
but
things...
you see, hold on. Because that's not having in place your perceived outcome and your expectation. So, you
right.
see, you don't really have that in place. And according to the channel, that's the biggest thing that's going to decide whether this guy works or not. But you have
right.
to get that in place within you first.
Right. May I say something?
Yeah.
One of the things that what happened in the beginning, when I put this ad out there, he was the first one to answer the ad. And I one of the things before when that woman came in, I decided I don't want somebody in here that's just going to be not working and just going to be stay in the house all the time. And then he answered the ad, and I find out that he doesn't work and he'd be staying around the house all the time. And I went ahead and just said, okay. And that's something that I didn't want. And I created that by putting out there that I don't want that. And that's
yep.
exactly what I said, you know, and I created that. And I think to myself, why did I do that?
Because you were focusing on what you didn't want instead of what
exactly.
you wanted.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I've written down in my book. I'm like, don't do that. And I did that. And,
well,
you know,
okay, but that's exactly why we come together on the shows and everything. And really why I created the April program is because we just are not aware that we know it and we're not doing it. I mean,
yeah,
I caught myself on the set 2 days ago. And
yeah.
I went, you know, I was talking last night. I went back to the room and I said, my God, why did I do that? And the channel said, that's really not the right question. The right question is, why didn't you choose to do something else? Why didn't you
yeah.
choose to do what you know what to do? Because
yeah,
we automatically go in reaction and we're propelled. Our intention is propelled by fear instead of power.
Yeah, I wrote you a letter last night in regards to that, too. And in fact, saying that, you know, that I do want to go into the program just for one thing, because that I feel strongly that's going to head me in the right direction, because I'm practicing every single day.
I know you are, Susan, and you've made huge strides, honey, huge strides. So you have to get very clear that about what the outcome is that you're committed to and keep seeing it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling in. That. I'm sure a lot of people related to this call because these are the everyday decisions that we fall out of doing what we know what to do.
They don't seem it's been a road.
Well, but it's been a road that's brought you into more consciousness, and that's good.
Yeah.
All right,
sweetheart.
I've been
doing my
Thank
due diligence.
You. Yes, you are. And I applaud you on that, Susan. Because you know, a couple of years ago, you would have just gone into the victim thing and gone into depression, and you're really bringing your power forward. And now bring your power forward knowing that how you see everything is largely how it will get created. Okay?
I wanted to tell you something, too, in regards to, because in my letter I mentioned that I'm you know, still in need of a new roof because of the leaking thing.
Yeah.
I just went online before I got on the call, and I found there's a discount on the Angelus, and I opened up the mail, and there's a discount. Somebody's offering, like, a $3,000 discount on buying a new roof.
Well, good. And so see if they'll let you make payments and stuff. See if you can negotiate it. Good.
Exactly. So
move on
like,
it
yay.
Now. Move on it now. Because I think you'll feel a lot better about renting your place out when you know that's in place. All right, baby. Got to take another call. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, there were a lot of lessons that she just brought in there. Okay, we're going to Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, honey.
Hi. I had one thing to talk about, and then it's a lot of things have happened this week. My mother fell and broke four ribs in her back the beginning of this week, or the weekend, and she's in the hospital, and she's going to rehab. And with her being gone, I felt so different here. I realized what I mostly was talking about last week, and I know, and I am in the process of making plans. Someone's calling me back any time now about things, about getting her place to stay, not here. But I realized that I escaped into my body to be safe from my mother and my father and whatever, and this where I live now has been my sanctuary because it was me and my dog. And with having her here has really made me anxious. I don't know what else to say. Or I felt
sure.
Like, and I realized that my biggest thing is I really have never felt like it was okay to put myself first. And I think that's the outcome I'm looking for. But
you bet, Joy. And I think you just stated what most of us are challenged with, because we've been taught, like I talk all the time, since the time we've been in the sandbox, we've been taught to give up our toy and get out of the sandbox or somebody else.
Yeah.
And to put ourselves first is like a foreign, scary thing because we'll go to hell if we do it. And it's just not true.
So that's the lie from my past.
That's the lie, baby.
I wrote that down when you were talking to him.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So you have to see yourself sovereign. You have to see yourself with your own space. You have to see the outcome that you want, not only for you, but for everybody else.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that she's happy and taken care of also, because then that will, you know, they're giving me the word guilt. There's nothing to be guilty for.
Yeah, that's it. All right. I'm a born-again Catholic or something, or a not born-again Catholic or something. Yes,
well,
guilt is, and I'm Irish, so guilt has been my middle name for a long time.
Well, and I think, again, all of us that were raised in any kind of organized religion, they used guilt a lot in order to keep you on the straight and narrow of what they called the straight and narrow, which is giving yourself up, you know, and succumbing to rules and regulations that somebody made up so that we could be controlled a long time ago. Doesn't work anymore. We have to be free to create the me that we are. And they're just saying, you got it. You're on the right track. Everything's opened up to you. You got it. So, yippee.
Yeah, because I actually was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were reminiscing, and I was talking about all, like, the good things I had done and remembering, and it was like this big thing opened up and said, you are a good person. You have done things. You are, you know, you're not, like, stuck in the sand like I felt like I was last week, or stuck in something, right? So
well, and part of that, Joy, is because you found your power and you took some action. And
yes, true. Yes.
We always feel like we're stuck when we sit and think about things instead of taking action.
And I'm a
okay,
great
baby. Yep.
Okay.
You bet.
Thank you very much. Love
Congrats,
you.
Congrats, Joy.
Thank you.
You bet. Yippee for you. All right, Brian, what's going on with you, honey?
Hey, Dee.
Hi.
Along similar paths, of course. Dealing with the same issues as the first few callers, feelings of guilt and unsure and clarity about what to do. And I'm just, you know, been weighing my options lately, and I'm kind of looking for some sort of I guess divine inspiration is to say, what path do I need to take now? What's my next move?
Well, I think
I don't
know
if I'm even ready to make that next move yet. But
you need to do your movie.
I know.
Okay, well, ask and you receive. There's your answer. But you see, in the I know, there's a but.
Yep.
Instead of I know, okay. And I'm going to read again this Jesse Jordan thing. Decide what it is, write that shit down, make a fucking plan, and work on it every single day. So
okay.
I want to do my movie. I'm doing my movie. You spend a lot of time seeing your movie done, seeing it completed, seeing you working on it, feeling the joy of it. Write that down. Make a plan. Make a plan that you're going to attack every single day.
Okay.
Okay. And when I say there's anything else, I get a no. So don't use the divorce, don't use the split up as a reason not to powerfully move forward in your life. Actually, use it as the catalyst that makes you move forward in your life.
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I'm feeling that, yes.
And that goes for all of us. Whatever excuses we're using right now, they're bullshit, you guys. Excuses are bullshit. What do you want to do? Write it down. Make a plan. Focus on it. Feel it. See the completion of it right now, not in the future. Right now it's done. Right now it's already accomplished. Celebrate it. Get up every morning and go, I love this life. I love what I'm doing. I love that I'm accomplishing this. Woo-hoo! Okay, because that's what will create the outcome that you want. And for a matter of fact, see the exact same thing with your family, Brian. See what you want, see what you want, okay?
Yep. Yep.
All right, honey. We love
you. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to, hold on, I got to get Brian off. Hey, Lynn, hi.
Hi. Hi. Hey, I wanted to ask for Brian also to see it sold or on a screen or wherever he wants to see it also.
Yep.
Just, that's helped me. So I'm excited. I think that I passed over some sort of threshold or I shifted something huge. And here's the lie that I was. The lie was that I was a damsel in distress. And I know, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Lynn. Oh, my God.
But
that's perfect.
Isn't that so funny? And you know what the truth is that I'm a powerful Amazon. Like, that's, and it's okay to be, like, big and take up space and have this huge light and share it with people and bring everybody on, too, you know? So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, Lynn. You for sure have walked over a threshold, baby cakes. I have never heard you sound like this. This is so exciting to me. I can't stand it.
I can't either. And here's the thing is that I wanted to share what's really helped me is that, like, for a relationship, I'll write down, you know, what's an emotional word that represents the heart of this relationship or job or project. And then I'll write, this relationship feels, and then I'll say easy, and I'll write that down. And then I just keep going. This feels loving. This feels secure. And, like, four words into it, I'm already in that really wonderful place, and it just keeps coming in faster and faster. So,
Because, you know, in doing that, you are focusing toward what you want, and that helps you see it, and that helps you feel it. It's beautiful.
So my question is there anything in my way of shooting the pilot, earning more money, bringing in more money, wherever it's coming from, acting, producing, all of it?
No. I get a no on all of them.
Yay. Okay, so I'm on the right track.
There's nothing in your way.
Okay.
And everything that you need is within you. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, which is holding the focus and feeling and seeing the completion of it all and reveling in the joy of it already.
Okay, perfect.
Because, again, I'm going to read this until you guys are sick of it. Your perceived outcome and expectation is the most important thing to get the results you want.
Yes, and you know what else has been eliminated or diminished a lot is the fear of how to do it. Like it's like lifted for some reason. It was like this veil, like this heavy thing of like, I got to figure it out.
Yeah, because that was just the way your conscious mind was keeping you from actually doing it.
Right. Yeah.
So your job, guys, is to decide, it's done, I love it, I can see it, I can feel it, and then trust me, the universe will deliver in ways you can't even imagine. Like the pilot that I did that just came out of the blue and was offered to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, I got to tell you. There's nothing else, Lynn. You're really a walking and talking testimonial today.
Well, and with you, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And thank you for doing your work, you know?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being that tough love. I mean, there were some weeks when you called in, you know, where you were just despondent and you said, screw it, I'm going to keep going. I know the answer's here, and the answer was you. And you've done it. So,
yeah.
Woohoo!
Woohoo is right. Thank
Thanks,
you,
baby. Great
you.
To hear you like this. Just great. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to Jill in Washington. Dude, what's up?
Hi, Jay. It's Jean Mariah.
Oh, Jean, hi. Why does it say Jill? Okay, hi, Jean.
I got you. It is Jill.
Oh,
it's
is
Jill.
All right. Dude.
I was dared to do that. I love Jean Mariah's voice.
Yeah, well, you sounded just like her, too.
Hold on. Now I got a cough.
Oh, God, too funny. Jill does happen to be able, by the way, to mimic an awfully lot of people in the community. So, what's up, baby?
I guess that was it. I can't talk. You got to put me on hold.
Oh,
I'll come back to you.
Okay, Cameron, you're up. While Jill has a coughing fit.
Hello.
Get off speaker.
Let's see. How do we do that? We're on Skype.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Don't mess
okay.
with it then.
I won't. I'm here with my husband, and we were talking about Susan's call last week, and it was interesting that she called again this morning with an update. Last week, what I heard you say to her was, the more you bless the people that are giving you hardship in your life, the more you turn it around. But work smart. That doesn't mean you have your head in the sand. I encourage you to do due diligence, which she did. So my husband and I were talking about this, and we're just wondering if you can help us understand the first part of that. The more you bless the people that are giving you hardship in your life, the more you turn it around.
Well, absolutely, because you keep your focus and alignment on what you want, on feeling good. If you don't bless the people that are giving you hardship, you go into judgment, you go into resentment. You lower your own vibration. You take your focus off of it's all good and it's all beautiful and it's all love, which is what you want, and you go into judgment and resentment, and they bring your focus down to where you do not want to create.
Okay. Can you help us understand what you mean by bless those people?
Yeah, open your heart, send them love, appreciate them for the lessons that they're bringing into your life. Know that they're doing the best that they can.
And what about somebody who has articulated harmful and malicious intent towards
you. Well, especially bless those people.
Okay.
Because let me give you an example of turn the other cheek. Okay?
Yeah.
The reason Christ was really teaching spiritual scientific law. If there are two people and they're facing off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to come to blows, and the one person all of a sudden stops and puts his arms down and he says, "I'm sorry, I don't want to do this," and he walks away. Is there a fight?
No.
Okay. But if you engage in the person who's railing against you, then two energies have to come together in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask yourself then, does the ego want the conflict more than the consciousness wants the peace?
That is a good question.
Wow, somebody write that down for me. That's an amazing thing that just came out of my mouth through the channel.
Yeah.
Does the ego want the conflict more than the consciousness wants the peace? And because we're so focused on power now, you see, that's the way that we've been taught that you must exercise your power is to conflict with people and win. And they're taking me back to the statement, I have to struggle to conquer, which is what we must give up if we are literally going to be the creators of our destiny in different ways than we have done it before. So all these things that we've been taught, all these lies that we were taught and the lies that we've been living must be allowed to dissipate, and we must be focused on an entirely new creation, which is I create easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, and anything that doesn't match that in my life, I wish it away.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. One question I have, though, is the statement turning in the culture that I grew up, turn the other cheek ended up meaning be passive and be a doormat and let everybody walk on you. But I don't hear you saying that. That too was a lie. And
well,
so,
yeah, that's what I mean. You know, is the strength in turning the other cheek, walking the other way, and creating the peace and harmony and joy and bliss in your life, is that what we call strength, or is that what we call being a doormat?
Well,
and that's the lie we've been taught, is that, well, no, if you're a strong person, you have to stick up for yourself, and, you know. And I'm not saying, for example, if you need to sue somebody, don't sue them. I'm saying, if you need to sue somebody, sue them, but sue them without being involved in the hatred and the vitriolity, or whatever that word is, you know, the aggression and the I'm going to get you, you son of a bitch, that is going to take you down. Sue them while you still continue to bless them.
Yeah, what I hear you talking about is a completely new understanding, certainly from what I grew up with.
Yes, it's a new thought, Cameron.
Yeah.
It's a part of our new thought wardrobe.
Yeah.
The other stuff doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's outdated, and we'd be laughed at, really, in the scheme of science and spiritual knowledge of how to create things, we would be laughed if we keep thinking those thoughts.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. There were
great questions. Okay.
Somebody,
we've been having a lot of discussion about it in the last couple of days. So thank you.
Well, you bet. And again, it is not what our conscious mental mind wants to accept. Our conscious minds will fight it and say it's bull, and you know we're going to get walked over and we're going to be taken advantage of. And I'm saying your perceived outcome of living in balance and bliss and harmony, your perceived outcome will create what the outcome is. So we have to know that when we bless the world, bless ourselves, bless the universe, see it as our best friend, see it as a friendly place, that we're powerful and that other energy absolutely responds to us and honors us and helps us in the creation of everything good that we want. We've got to see it that way instead of the way our parents saw it.
Yeah. All I can say is amen.
Amen, sister. Yeah. All right, baby. Thank you for calling in. That was a great
call.
Thank
you. Have a great
day. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. And we're going to Jill in Washington. Are you okay yet?
Yes, I'm over my coughing fit.
Good.
I was talking to Linda last night, and she dared me to do that. I was imitating Gene. I like Gene so much.
Yeah, well, I bought it, sort of.
Well, we were commenting on Gene from New York, and her voice has changed. It's so much lighter.
Ah.
Her vibration is, I can't breathe anymore. Anyway, testimonial, just saying that the move and everything has gone blissfully, magically wonderful.
Oh, hallelujah, Jill.
Everything worked out great, you know, exactly the way that we wanted it. All the hoops that we were supposed to jump through, we didn't have to.
Great.
It closed for the original price. It closed on the original closing date. Everything was just great.
And you held your focus on that, if I remember.
I just knew. I just knew that it was. And where I fell out on it was I wasn't committed to fully being in the new house and letting go of the old place.
That's right.
And when I embraced the new place, everything just opened up again. Yesterday, I got thrown into a complete panic and did my work around it real quick, brought myself out of it, and was very pleased with it. It was really powerful. Our tenants had called, and they're very much interested in buying the place again. They were able to work out financing and want to talk to us. And it threw me into a panic because we were counting on that money from the income from the duplex to pay the mortgage over here. And it wasn't what I wanted. And I said, wait, there's all possibilities here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into the all possibilities. And it looks like we're going to be able to sell the place and be able to do everything that we want over here, just have the money in one lump sum rather than spread out.
I was going to say, put it in a little account and, you know, just dedicate that account to the payments at the other place.
Well,
while it's making more money for you, by the way.
The payments are great. We can pay a lot more on this place, even more than we had, and I can get my bathrooms redone.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what I want.
Yeah, great. So, you know, oftentimes, and that's – were you on the call last night, Jilly?
Yes, we're on every call.
Yeah, I know. I thought you are.
It's important.
Well, it was really powerful because the channel kept pointing out over and over and over and over again. You see, that's the shift in perspective. And that little tiny tweak of the shift in perspective allowed you from, oh, my God, this isn't what I want and this isn't going to work out, to, oh, my God, I'm going to get even more than I wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And but that's what they're meaning, and I want to be clear with people, that's what they're meaning about the same flippin' reality can be an entirely different reality because you have chosen a different perspective and to focus on the outcome that you want.
That's your power.
And that's your power, and man, does it shift your world.
And when you hook it up with joy and love, boy, it's just awesome to work with.
It certainly is, sweetheart. Thank you for that. And yippee that everything worked out. I'm so happy for you, baby.
Dude, I even accomplished the impossible. I got three feral cats to follow me 3 blocks down a road in the middle of the night, all 3 separate, and they've all come to chosen to live here. And they find their way back through the forest, not down on the road.
Yeah, well,
all I did was give them the choice and said, you guys want to come or not? 2 stayed and 3 came with.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I
well,
like
you and you have an amazing connection with animals, Jilly. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
But,
awesome.
But part of that is because you don't look at it as something to own. You look at them as something with a consciousness that can decide for itself.
Yeah, how cool is it that they did?
Yeah.
They're just awesome.
Pretty damn cool, woman. Thanks for calling in. So good to hear from you.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep,
and tell Mr.
You.
Richard hi for me, okay?
I will do that.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. That's great. Yeah, that was a bit of a ride that we went on with Jill and Richard about getting the house. I'm so glad it all worked out. We're going to Sharon in Bermuda. Hi, honey.
Hello, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm just doing fabulously. Hunky-dory, as
are.
My mommy would say.
Thank you so much for your wonderful new book, and thank you for this call. I'm already getting so much out of both, and I haven't finished either yet. So,
oh,
nice
thank
to
you.
Say.
You're talking about Wake Up Now that's out on Kindle and book
yep.
and all that. Yes. Yay!
It's
thank you.
Brilliant.
Available on Amazon. Thank you.
Girl,
thank you, Sharon.
I needed it so much. I got so much from that. You've no idea. The bit where there is no opposite energy, that hit me really big. So thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you're
it.
So welcome, beautiful. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I could talk to you for 4 days, but I won't. I'll break it down to one question. I am moving. Everything's lining up for me really beautifully. I wanted to be able to serve my clients and still have time to create, and that has so come in beautifully. It's just really working out. And now I'm here, and I have this time to create, and I've joined a course to teach me how to do the web stuff, and everything's in place, and there's this annihilating, terrifying fear. All my clients, last 8 years, internationally and locally, people tell each other, and I stay very busy, but I didn't have to do an online thing, and there's something about putting my name to the work. And it looks like books will be a part of this and possibly radio and possibly all these lovely things. And every time I go to write, I'm 33 pages into one book. And last night I got 800 words done on another. And then the mind said, what about fiction? And I thought, what? So I need your help.
Well, the first thing I heard when you said that is that's the next one. After
okay,
you finish
next.
These... That's the next one. You're just channeling. Your channel is so open.
Yeah.
They're saying that you're getting the information that's in the future coming
so
in. And I have to tell you, that happens to me all the time. I mean, sometimes I'm doing a private and I'll hear go to the sheets, but I don't go to the sheets for another 20 minutes into the private. That's kind of what's
mm-hmm.
happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool, and I'm used to that, but now, oh, actually, you've answered my question, duh. I was going to give you another one, but you've answered me. So is it the idea that has the word club around it? Is that the book I'm meant to pursue?
That's not the right question. What
okay.
that book represents is what you're supposed to pursue. So what does that book represent?
Living, juicy, and truly blessed.
Yeah. And actually, they're saying that's kind of what you write about in all your books.
Yeah.
That's the core message. And any way that you bring it through, I mean, if you read Conscious Creation, my first book, it's dramatically mm-hmm. different than Bright Light is. And the message is the same. You are the creation of you.
Mm.
Right? The e-blasts, which are a compilation of all the best e-blasts, Wake Up Now, that you're talking about, again, a very, very different kind of format. But all the writings in that are about the empowerment of self-creation.
Mm.
So this juicy, how did you put it?
Living truly blessed. juicy living. Seeing how, my thing is, miracles are ordinary. That's always been my thing. It's like ketchups and cups of tea. It's just, it's a place you go to, and then everything comes from that.
And
so that's
a great title, by the way.
Miracles are as ordinary as ketchup?
Yeah, or just miracles are ordinary. But that,
yeah, they are.
Your answer is whatever book you see done and that you want to write, that's the one you should go to now. There isn't a right or wrong, in other words, Sharon.
It's just write and complete.
Yeah, just take what you're knowing, what you're writing about, this juicy, blessed, you
mm-hmm.
know, miracle place,
mm-hmm.
and put it into every book you write. There is no right or wrong or good or bad, but they do want you to finish and not bounce around so that nothing gets finished, because your message is very important to get out there.
I needed to hear that more than you will ever know.
I'm
doing this lovely course, and then, of course, there's millions of other people on this course, and I got a little bit lost. Should I also do a blog to kind of get the book out there, or will all that just take care of itself like it always has?
Well, yes and yes.
Okay.
Do whatever. You have to come from, again, the perceived outcome and expectation that it will be successfully received and found, and lots of people are going to respond to it, right?
All versions of me
all
that are out there in the world.
Right. You hold that perception, and then you'll be excited to write the blog, and things will come to you out of the blue, and you'll go, oh, my God, I didn't even ask for that. That's what I want to stress to everybody, is be open to the miracles, because the more you hold the focus in the outcome, the more the universe just drops the miracles. And then you're right. Miracles are as ordinary as ketchup.
Yeah.
Right?
And you've helped more than you'll ever know. And just one last wee tiny question. In regards to the name of my web, should it be my name or the name of the book?
What do you think?
My name, but it's a bit terrifying, but that's okay.
Why is it terrifying? I think that's what we have to get to. Because terrifying does not support power.
No, it does not. Well, I don't know. At the beginning, I was always a bit of a reluctant psychic, but I wouldn't stop the work. The work would just happen, and it was lovely, and people would find out, and off you go. The last 8 years, same thing. It was a full-time business, but it was behind my married name. Now, my name, Sharon Bridget Doyle, I know it's time to put my name on the work. And for some reason, they're just
fear.
Okay,
the fear of doing that, and your mother gave it to you. So what's the lie your mother told you about saying I am powerful? Not my work is powerful, but I am powerful. And I'm going right to religion. So what were you raised?
I was raised Catholic, but I'm from Northern Ireland, and it was a mixed marriage. So my mum's side was Protestant, my dad's was Catholic. They were separated and finally got back together. It was a whole big drama about that. But they're still together and love each other. But everybody tried to split them up because they were mixed marriage, Protestant, Catholic. And I think maybe my mum absorbed that she was bad somehow for marrying a Catholic and have children and all that. She was definitely made to feel that way, you know.
There's something in there. There's something in there, Sharon, about her giving up her name when she got married. Did she take her name back when they got divorced? There's something about
the name.
Oh, no,
they're still together. They're still together, and she took his name. They're still together.
Yeah, she took his name because, I mean, I know you're supposed to take the husband's name. In the olden days, you're supposed to to take the name. But she felt like she lost her identity by doing that. And gosh, there's so much stuff here. Trying to get there in the next 2 minutes because I got to be off the air. So there's a negative feeling in there about you using your own name. Are you married?
I was. I'm divinely divorcing as we speak.
like the way you, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. So what's your given name?
Sharon Bridget Doyle.
Okay. There's a confusion in there about the power of your own name. And should you use your married name, which doesn't, it doesn't feel to me like you even ever considered that.
No.
But that's where, that's the part of you that's not on board, is the married part of you that's still saying, I'm this name, I'm this person, instead of Sharon Bridget Doyle. So
you, see,
you just want to get all of you, 'cause it took me a minute because it was kind of weird, you know, to understand what they were trying to tell me. You have to get all of you on board and say, I am, all of me is Sharon Bridget Doyle, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where my power is. That's where my joy is.
Yeah.
We bless him.
Mm-hmm.
We bless the married name, but that's not who I am.
You see, there's people in Ireland who don't even know what I do. You know, I'm very private, very introverted extrovert, you know. And there's, once I go out there and I say, this is the work that I'm doing, then people will know that this is the work that I'm doing.
Well, and they, that will take you into your greatest power, because you will see that you will, how much accepted Sharon Bridget Doyle is.
Mm. I hear you, and I'm going
to
continue.
You see, your mother wasn't accepted.
No, she wasn't.
Well, that's the lie you've got to rewrite for yourself. That,
yeah.
That's the highest thing, finally. Okay, that's the highest thing. I am accepted for the Sharon Bridget Doyle that I am. For me,
whew.
I'm accepted. That's it. We finally got to it. Is there anything higher? So around all of us, my God, if that isn't for all of us, let's all come together now, open our hearts, and knowing that the work works when we do this, that we're perceiving the outcome and expectation in our lives everywhere with ourselves and from all energy, that I am accepted in this world joyfully and powerfully and blissfully and excitedly. I am accepted. It's done, and so it is. Wow! Thanks for that. Much love, honey, and get those little suckers out there, okay?
Done. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, my guys. God, I just feel like I could spend another hour with you, but we can't, and you know, till next time and all that good stuff. In the meantime, please, if you're so inclined, go to Amazon and Books and Noble, Barnes and Noble, and order Wake Up Now. Share it with people. Send it out. I would love that. Sign up for the April program. Know how much I love you, and go love yourselves, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.